You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, we're going to learn today about a peer-to-peer support group in Northern Ireland, connecting blind and partially sighted 18 to 35-year-olds. The group creates engaging and fun activities for members to try out and do together. Joining us now are members of the group, Natalie Devane and Karis Stewart. And it is lovely having you both on RNIB Connect Radio today.
Hello, thank you for having us on.
Well, how did you first find out about the group? I think we'll go to Karis first.
I found out about the group by a friend who I went to school with. He started to go to the group and he said that it was like amazing. So that it made me think about trying it out. And then I actually went and to see what it was like and I really enjoyed it. So it kept going. Since 2023.
Well, I found out through Karis and I went to the RNIB Celebration 5-year event, I think that's what it's called. I met Fiona and Donna, who then Fiona said I should come along the recent bowling event they had. So that's how I joined and I started to really enjoy it then.
So you're both quite active going to the events organized by the group. What difference has it made on your lives? And Natalie, we'll start with you this time.
I think making new friends is definitely the big one. Seeing that there's more people in my situation in this country, which I think is brilliant, that everyone can get together who have the same experiences. And I think it's just amazing to see that.
And how about yourself, Karis?
Yeah, again, making new friends. Actually talk to them about like what I'm going through with my vision impairment, because some people might have the same vision impairment. And also a big one for me, it was like getting on public transport and actually going up into Belfast myself and meeting the group and Grand Central and walking around to like where the event is going to be.
So it sounds amazing because it's obviously helping you connect with others. It's giving you confidence.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's given me so much confidence that I never knew that I would be able to develop.
Yeah, definitely. I'm the same. I never thought I would travel to Belfast myself and now I can do it, no bother.
And you've tried quite a few activities through the group. What have been your favourite that you were involved with? And Karis, we'll start with you this time.
Well, I've so many, but like there's two that have like stood out to me. So I'll start with the first one. So the first one, in May, like this year, we went to the Odyssey, to the Hollywood Bowls. We played a game of bowling and of course I won bowling for our group, and then we had the opportunity to go out for lunch. Then the second one in July, we went to the Belfast Activity Centre and we just had played 10 games, and so we learned like how to make a fire, and then we toasted like marshmallows and then like ate them. So, like all the events I've been to, we just all had like a laugh and had a crack, you know.
Sounds amazing. And Natalie, any events that stood out to you?
Definitely the karaoke for a start. I thought that was probably the best one. We met in Grand Central and then we went from there. Everyone sang. It was great crack. And another one, the same one Karis mentioned there, the one in July where we went to Belfast Activity Centre, team building games. I loved it, so did, and you get new experiences as well.
They sound like such great events. And is there anything you're both looking forward to over the next few months that you're maybe attending?
Well, at the minute we're still planning them. I think it's the first Saturday of December. We're going to be having a Christmas party, which again is still getting planned. And again, I'll be definitely like attending it also. So I'm looking forward to like all the events that are coming up like the rest of this year and also next year.
Definitely the Christmas party. We're still planning events and it is great that they're continuing throughout the year. But yeah, definitely the Christmas party I'm looking forward to.
Well, the group sounds absolutely fantastic. And if someone's listening and perhaps they're in that age bracket, the 18 to 35 year old, and they're not sure if they have the confidence to join a group like yours, what would you like to say to them?
Don't let anything get in your way, because you can do anything that you put your mind to. Shouldn't let anything stop you. You can do anything you want. And RNIB is fantastic, and it would definitely be worthwhile the trip down, no matter where you're from.
So obviously, I've said before, like, we meet like once a month, and we would love to see and meet new people, matter like where you come from, matter if you're, it doesn't matter if you're vision impaired or you're totally blind. We are also a very supportive group, so if anything that you're worried about or anything like that, like, we can also support you with that. And the group, we would love to hear like your thoughts and your ideas on the activities that we could do in the next coming months or years to continue the group. We do have quite a number of young people that go at the minute, and everyone seems to enjoy it. And it's always the same people that come every month, but we would love to see like new people. And yes, of course, it will help you to make new friendships, don't have the confidence to talk to people.
Well, Karis, Natalie, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And of course, if you're listening and perhaps you're interested in finding out more about RNIB Northern Ireland's 18 to 35-year-old peer-to-peer support group, you can call the RNIB helpline. The number is 0303-123-9999.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.